contributing buildings. Either way, what we're discussing are installing murals where content is not restricted on the historic resource. And you will recall it is the council that a few years ago gave Landmarks Commission purview over any new construction in a district, not just renovation of existing historic resources. However, the original art murals regulatory improvements, as well as U.S. and Oregon constitutions, do not allow landmarks to purview over content and therefore inhibit its ability, in some cases, to determine the appropriateness of such public art. Even though the Planning Commission voted to allow murals on non-contributing buildings within the historic district, the visual impact of the mural has as much to do with the image it projects outwards as its character-defining impact on its host building. Despite our unanimous recommendation to planning to reject murals within the district, it voted to support them in these sensitive neighborhoods, and we urge you to reject this authorization. Finally, there are already provisions in the zoning code to allow murals in historic districts through the RAC process. This process affords the opportunity to carefully review and approve the content of original art murals in these sensitive districts. There was brought up earlier that efforts were going to be made by RAC to work with landmarks. I've been on landmarks since 2001, and I do not have knowledge of RAC approaching the Landmarks Commission about the joint discussions about these regulations. We have since extended our hand to RAC, and I think those arrangements are being made now. I want to close by emphasizing that our historic districts represent our most design-sensitive neighborhoods, and they carry some of the most sensitive design guidelines to protect those sensitive areas. Our community has already accepted and mandated reasonable design limits within these few areas in order to promote design compatibility. The recommendation of the Landmarks Commission is consistent with this philosophy. Thank you.
Could you address the question I asked earlier?
The answer is that when murals were installed, they really were signs primarily. Signage was rampant in a lot of historic districts, particularly Skidmore, Old Town, usually advertising.
Your picture on your wall. Commissioner Leonard doesn't know it, but he has a picture on his office wall that's of the historic district, and there's murals and signage all over the place.
Well, I think the issue now is that they didn't have design review overlay at that time. That was the natural organic growth of the district, and I think if you were to adopt that philosophy of, well, we didn't restrict it then, I think that would be inconsistent with the fact that we now have landmarks reviewing renovations of old buildings, of additions, and new construction. So I think we have already chosen a path in a different direction to protect that historic fabric that was created years ago.
So your testimony taken in whole, is it fair to summarize that because you support the RAC process for murals, that which gives you a fair amount of, as Landmark Commission, much more control over what and where. You're supportive of murals, but only through that process?
We think that's the only place that gives us some ruling over content. In the letter we sent to the commission to try to pick maybe a somewhat absurd example, I said if you did a mural of a Star Trek episode, that would clearly be incompatible with the district. There are certainly lots of content that you could do which would be very compatible and would be an enhancement to the district.
Other discussion on this issue?
I just wanted to observe that at the time those pictures were taken, that the buildings were actually new and not historic.
Right. Thank you. Therefore, would not have applied. Thank you all very much.
The lawyer to the rescue. Thank you.
Yes, as always. Carla?
The next three are Larry Kengas, Hector H. Hernandez, and Gilly Burlingham.
Good afternoon. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Just need to give us your name, and you'll each have 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Please begin.
Yes, I'm Larry Kengas, and I've been a muralist for about 35 years and around Portland. And currently I'm working down in San Diego, doing some work there for a retirement home, big project. But when I get to talk with a lot of people down there as I tourist around and see a lot of the beautiful murals that they have down in that area, that I say I'm from Portland, Oregon. And he said, well, Portland, Oregon is a very artsy town. And but I tell him that, yeah, but if you were to come here, you'd probably be hard-pressed to find it visually. And that's, I mean, so Portland does have this reputation of being very artsy and creative people here, but there's just not much visual art around. But in fact, you know, if you look around, you can see the Willamette River and a lot of the bridges across it and some distinct buildings, and you can see some beautiful snow-covered peaks, you know, around the area. Beyond that, then it looks like most of the other cities that have just succumbed to a lot of the corporate big box stores and coffee companies and, you know, certain kind of businesses that, you know, grease your car and so forth that you can see everywhere else in the country and so on. And then taking a step further, it's one of these corporations that wanted to make a little more money around here and started wanted to start painting the walls and use the avenue of the murals to perpetuate their incomes and basically then thus killing it for us because the city had to protect itself. And but now at least for the last 10 years we've been working on this, and thanks to Joe Cotter and a lot of other people who support it, city council and so on, that we're finally coming to a point where we can probably let the artists bring some more soul to express to the world back into Portland. And so basically this is it. And I do strongly encourage you as an artist and as a traveler and a Portlander that you pass this.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me the opportunity to testify. My name is Hector Hernandez. I'm also living here in Portland, Oregon, and also have the opportunity to paint murals and murals around the city and around the region. So basically, I just have basically two concerns about the regulation, and it's basically it's about the restriction on historical districts, and the other is about the height and the size. So I think a vibrant city without vibrant art will see some limitations in the way that the murals can be painted in specific sizes. And on the other hand, I think also the aspects of under the restrictions of historical districts, I think it's important to develop that kind of dialogue between artists and historical districts. So I think it's a good measure to have also RAC participation in this, but also it will be important to see that the murals and public art will reach historical districts. I firmly believe that public art is an expression of the character of the city, and even better if we have this expression of art coming from communities that comprise the city, is define the identity and the uniqueness of the character of the city. So as John Oleksian mentioned before, so who's speaking when we see all those signs? So basically we see more the participation of corporations. We don't see the voice of the communities and actually the culture and art of the communities. So it will be a great asset for this city to explore that possibility and also to exploit that in even in economic terms. So in the same way that also, for example, Philadelphia has been doing developing their own mural art program, and also working in historical districts. It's not only that experience of cities in the United States, it's also the experience of cities around the world, like in Mexico City or in Europe as well. So where there are many examples of in France and Germany that they've been doing that as well. Well, thank you very much for
having me the opportunity. Thank you for your testimony.
Well, my name is Gilly Burlingham, and the very first picture was shown was the mural that is being done by Joe Cotter at the corner of 12th and Morrison. And if you haven't come to my Buckman neighborhood, come and see it. He keeps saying it's not done. It's gorgeous. And what it does is incorporate the history of the neighborhood. And luckily, I think he's being paid almost what he's worth as a top muralist, because this is mitigation money from the big pipe project, because that's not too far away. And he has worked very, very closely with our Buckman Neighborhood Association. He has met with us. He took in all the suggestions we had. He worked on that. And as I say, he says it's not done, but it's gorgeous. And I highly recommend you come. I didn't know anything about this issue until Joanne, her artist, came to our end corporate personhood. And when she told me this horror with Clear Channel, I was so upset because I'd come from 15 years of environmental activism where I found out the multinational corporations run the world and realized you're wasting your time unless you go in for campaign finance reform and get the money out of politics. And I'm not too thrilled with Clear Channel in any way, shape, or form. I don't like the billboards. I don't like the fact that they own too many stations and too many media, you know, around the country, radio stations, so on. By the way, I'm wearing a T-shirt today because I was just marching for single payer. It's Stop Corporate Greed. And I'm really, really grateful to those poor muralists and artists who worked so hard and having to deal with these legal issues and this whole lawsuit. I think the interesting thing when it comes to our historical district is if it fits in, why not? And that's exactly what Joe Goddard has done with our new mural. He's put in pictures of history of our Buckman neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Burlingame. Thank you for your testimony, everybody. Carla?
We have the last person who signed up was Mark Meltzer, and we had a request for someone else to speak.
Someone else want to speak? This is your time to come forward. Good afternoon. Welcome to the City Council. Glad you're here. You just need to give us your first and last name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
My name is Mark Meltzer. I live at 200 Northeast Thompson Street in Portland. I've been working on murals as a volunteer and also as a professional since 1988. And I'm going to have to read this because I can't.
That's all right.
I'm speaking today in favor of the original mural arts proposal and the removal of public art murals from the existing sign code. I'm testifying in favor of recognizing murals as a legal, autonomous public form of expression. I'm hopeful that this new proposal will encourage artists to create new public murals. This proposal, unfortunately, like the RAC mural program, was born looking over its shoulder in fear of a Clear Channel lawsuit. The definition of public art as free speech in Oregon has always been in question, and it remains in question. I do not believe it's in the best interest of artists to have the size and location of their public work regulated by the city, but under the circumstances, I believe, legal circumstances, I mean, I believe that this is the best that the city can do. And I'm grateful